Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Arachin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, in our second shiur of this, the last parak of Masechet Arachin, third Mishnah, Mocher Bait Bavatei Arei Choma. In Parshat Bahar, we hear about the redemption of houses and the sale of houses in Ir Choma, in cities that have walls around them, and in the next couple of shiurim, we'll get all the details about what constitutes a proper walled city. Hareza Goel Miyad, you're allowed to redeem it, meaning force a buyback, a sellback. Miyad V'Goel Koshnem Esar Chodesh, and you have all 12 months from that moment on to redeem. Hareza can mean Rebit V'Eino Rebit. It's sort of like Rebit, but not exactly Rebit, meaning you are selling it to somebody, and he lives there, and then you buy it back. Well, he lived there rent-free. Now, Meta Mocher Yigal B'No, Meta Lokech Yigal Miyad B'No. If the seller dies, his son can redeem it. If the buyer dies, it can be redeemed from his son. In other words, it doesn't depend on the personalities. And the year starts from the moment that he sold it, as opposed to being a calendar year. Shenemar on Melot Lo Shana. Shomer Tumah, it says Melot Shana Tumah, Lavi Et Chodesh Ha'ibur, which means if you sold it in Shvat, and there were two Adars, you would have till the next Shvat, even though it was 13 months. Rabbi Omer, the Tehlo Shana V'Ibura. No, Shana Tumah means that you give him a full year, which is 354 days, plus the 11 days of differential to a solar year. So in other words, he gets a full solar year. If you come to the end of the 12 months and it wasn't redeemed, then it becomes permanently the possession of the buyer. We'll have to see how that pasuk supports that, but whether or not you bought it or it was given to you as a gift. Now, matnitin lo k'rabbi. The first point is that our Mishnah cannot be supported by Rabbi. Tanya, Rabbi Omer Yamim. It says Yamim tia gulato ein yamim pachut mishnayim. Yeah, that means he has to at least have 2 days to live in the house before you can force him to redeem it, as it says sell back, as opposed to saying miyad. So what do they do with the word yamim? By the way, miyom they use it to say that you have 12 months of day to day from the point you bought it. Rebbe miyom liyom minale, he's got to agree with that. Where does he get it? From nafkale mi ad tom shnat min karo, until the complete end of the year that he sold it. Rabbanan say mvayle shnat min karo shalov la shnat shal minyan olam, that you work on his own sale and 1 year from that, not on a calendar year. But v'yamim b'ayelo l'meit late, and therefore they say that the yamim is not for day to day, but rather hour to hour. Meaning, if you bought it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you get till the next Rosh Chodesh Nisan 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The mi'at tom shnat mikaro v'yamena miyom liyom in meit late lo. The pasuk tom shnat mikaro only tells me days, not hours. Rachon yamim for Reb meit late manele. Where does Rebbe get the halacha of hourly counting the hours? Nafkali mi tmima. Says Tumah Rabbanan, and we buy Leiburah. They use Tumah for the extra month. And Rebbe Nami on buy Leiburah. Rebbe also used it for the extra 11 days. So the answer is Hachinami, you're right. But the answer is Miyom Leom Umi Eleit Miyad Tom Shtam Koran Afka. Rebbe gets both day to day and hour to hour from one Pasuk, and therefore he has the extra piece of Yamin for the 2 days that you can't touch it. Okay, Arezu Kamin Rebit. Ay Vatanya Arezu Rebit Kumura. We have a brayta that says this is really full rebit, but the Torah says you could do it. So Miyachon Lokash Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. It's Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbanan. Our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda. Netanya Hareisha Yom Hashem Chaviru Maneh. Let's say you were coming after somebody for money that he owed you. V'yasalo said the Omecher. So what happens is the other guy sold you this field, and it's sort of like, you know, I'll sell you the field. Wink, wink. If I pay you back, then you'll sell me the field back. If the seller is eating the peirot, meaning that the buyer is just holding it like collateral, then mutar. But if the buyer is eating the peirot, then asur. That's kind of ribit. Even that's mutar. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda, he tells a story. Here was a fellow, and he made his field in order to pay back a loan. He sold it to the lender, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah directed him. That was a case where the lender got to eat the perot. You can't bring proof from there. You have the case wrong. That was a case where the seller got to continue to eat his own perot. until the case was settled. So now, my benayu, what's the essential machloket between you and Rabbanan? Tzarachad beribi tiki benayu. Whether or not, when you have tzarachad beribi, meaning you make a deal, and it may play out to be ribit, it may not play out to be ribit, is that ribit? Because what would happen here is if you never paid him back and the property was sold to him, then the sale's fine. Same thing here with Baipare Choma. If you never redeemed the house, then there's no ribit at all. He says that if Sarachad ribit, meaning that there's only one possible way that ribit could play out and a possible way it couldn't, that it would not, then that's not asur. Rav Amar, he has a slight different take. Here's a case with ribit where it's built in a return. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutar, and therefore it looks like ribit, but it isn't. The author of the Brayta says it's asur, therefore he says it is ribit, but the Torah says you could do it. Okay. Meit HaMocher, we said that if the seller dies, Yigal Beno. Pshita, that's a no-brainer. If a man sells it, this guy didn't sell it. He's the son of the guy who sold it. He can redeem it, and we extend the redemption. Same thing. It's Pshita. You get it from the guy who bought it. This guy didn't buy it. His father bought it. Again, mikol makom. Okay, in Molim Shana Mishasha Machar. So we counted from the moment he sold. Tanar Rabbanan, let's see how it works. Shana, it says in the Pasuk 1, Shana, any of them, Shana Lishon, Shana Lishani. Here's the case. A guy sold a house, and then the buyer sold it to somebody else. And now, we don't know if we count the year from the first sale from the second sale. Shomer Ad Malo, Lo Shana Tuma, until he's had a full year, Merle Rishon. So we know that it goes from the first sale. Now, the Michalut. Who's cut out of the rebuy, back at that point? Rabbi Lozer Melo Rishon Chalut. Only the first guy is cut out. The second guy has a year from when he resold it. He says, no, even the second guy's cut out when the first guy's year is up. Now, based on Rabbi Lozer, we understand Rabbi Lozer because you're counting from that first sale, so that's the only guy who's cut out. Why would Rabbi Yochanan say that the second guy's also cut out when the first guy's year is up? The answer is because the first guy sold the second guy all schuyot, including the schut of 1 year from now to buy it back from somebody else. If a guy sold two houses in this year, it was a Shana Mu'beret, and he sold the first one on 15th of 1st Adar, Achad Badar Sheni. The other one he sold 2 weeks later at the beginning of Adar Sheni. Now, Zesh Machar Lo Badar Sheni, the one that he sold on Adar Sheni, Kevin Shekia Yom Echad Badar Shal Shana Baal Talo Shana. The next year there's no Shana Mubarak. So when you get to the beginning of Adar of the next year, you've had a full year. That's 12 months. Zesh Machar Lo Chamisha Asar Shal Adar Rishon, but the one that you sold on the 15th of Adar Rishon, you're going to get 13 months, and so the one that you sold earlier, you're going to get actually longer. Why doesn't the first house, as it were, say, I put the fire before you, as it were? The answer is, because Shana Mubarak. Let's say you have 2 lambs born. So again, they're born on the same kind of dates. Zeshu Lad Badar Sheni, the one who was born on Adar Sheni, Yom Echad Badar Shal Shana Ba'al Talo Shana. Once you get to Rosh Chodesh Adar the next year, he's at a year. He's a year old. He can't be brought as a chemist anymore. Ben Shtato. Zeshu Lad B'Chamisha Asar Badar Rishon Lo Talo Shana B'Chamisha Asar Badar Shal Shana Ba'al. The one who was born on the 15th of Adar Sheni, Adar Rishon, gets until the 15th of the next Adar. The quirks of a Shana Mubarak. Why doesn't the first lamb say, I've been eating longer than you, eating vegetables longer than you, meaning I'm really older? Because we have a Shana Mubarak. I don't know. Because the second lamb will say, I didn't have a Shana Mubarak affecting me, and therefore my time is shorter. Hatu lamali. So why do our memo have to say both cases? Hainuach. In the case of the year, it's shana tmima. I understand it. Achra lo ktiv tmima lo, but with the year of an animal, it's not tmima. So kamash tanda shana shana mahat me'adadi gamri. I might think that in the case of the lambs, that the younger one can't reach a year before the older one. Kamash malan, because we learned the word shana in each case, kemas ben shana, and therefore we learned that that's how it plays out. Okay, kshomer tmima. So the Mishnah said that Rabbi and Chacham had a different take on tmima. Only ten shana v'ibura. Tana banan. Shana tmima. Rabbi Omer. When a shlesh miyot shishim v'chamishay yamim. You count 365 days. K'vinyan v'chamah the solar year. Chamim monesh shnei masach chodesh miyom liyom. You count 12 days. 12 months. Day to day. V'ibni tabran tabralo. And if the shana is mu'beret, then you gain an extra month. Yeah, yom shnei masach chodesh. V'lo nigal. So let's say the end of the period came and it wasn't redeemed. Tana Rabbanan, lat smitut. When you saw the word smitut at the end of our Mishnah, lachalutin, meaning it's completely cut off. Rachalat smitut, rabot et matana. It's there to include the extended to a matana. My time, how do you get that? Samit smitut, because the extra fray, the extra two letters smitut, extends it. Rabbanan kamer papa. So there's a command to lo krat meir. It doesn't work like a meir. The ikrat meir hamar matana in a kamecher. Rameir said, in another context, that Matana is not like Mecher when it comes to issues of Yovel, etc. So therefore, Matana should not like Mecher. Rapav Filotei Rameir said, no, Rameir could agree here. Chachad, Rav Rachmano, Latzmitut. The Torah says, Latzmitut, extending it and saying, lots of different things here will be cut off after the year, not only when you sell the house, but when you give the house. Ravala Papa. Somebody said to Rav Papa, either students or his colleague, when it comes to Yovel, we have the word Tashuvu. Everything should return, even a gift, and Rameir doesn't agree. Rameir really does not say a matana is like a mecher in any case. If you're makdish a house in one of these batei choma, you could redeem it and you have forever. Yovel doesn't affect it. Galo acher miyadik tesh. If somebody else redeems it, igya yom shtem asach chodesh v'lo nigal hayachalut lo. If somebody else redeems it from makdish, and you don't redeem it but get it back from him within the 12 months, you've lost it. Because the fact that it went through you, the owner, to hekdesh to the other guy doesn't change anything. You got 12 months. What's the source? La kone oto. Meaning, afilu biyad hekdesh. You gotta get it back from the guy who bought it, even if he bought it not from you, but from hekdesh. Lichte hekdesh. Why doesn't hekdesh get to own it? Amarkra la dorotav. Because you keep it in perpetuity. Yatsa hekdesh ain't la dorot. Hekdesh doesn't have dorot. Hekdesh is not a person. Why does it say it doesn't go out in Yovel? Amarsafra la nitzokhal mocher bait vatei rechomal fagaba Yovel toch shnato. What happens if you're makdish a house, or you sell a house, and within the first year Yovel comes? I might think Yovel might kick it out. Yovel has nothing to do with it. Okay, but Rishonaya nitman yom shtemasar chodesh. Originally, people would have the practice of towards the end of the 12 months, or the last day, they would hide so that the seller that could not find them and give them the money to buy back the house. Shechalutlo. So he made a takana that the seller can go put the money in an office, and he can break in and take the house back. Whenever this other guy wants to, he can come and pick up his money. So based on that takana, we say, so we have a halacha that you can give a get al tanai, and the tanai could even be that the woman has to pay you money, let's say within a particular amount of time. And so if she gives you the money, midatom migoresh bal korcho and migoresh it. So you can see from Hillel's takana that giving something by force to somebody is not really considered a matana without the particular case of batei arichoma. So therefore, in the case of a standard condition of giving money, if she throws the money at you and you don't want to accept it, the get's not good. How do I know? Let me start. Hillel had to make a special takana that forcing somebody to accept money is valid in this case. That means in normal cases it's not accepted. Rashi challenged. Maybe he'll know how to make a takana when the buyer is not present, because don't want to sell it back, he's hiding. Maybe if the guy's standing there, even if you throw the money at him and he doesn't want it, it's still called a matana. And so therefore, maybe in the case of a get, if she throws it at you, it is a get. There's another version. So now we flip the approach, and we say that our understanding from Hillel is that in the case of a get, whether she gives you the money and you accept it willingly or not, it's a netina. Why did Hillel have to make the takana? Because the guy wasn't there. But if the person's there, even if you force them to take the money, it's still a gift. Matko Papa, so Papa, according to this challenge, we tell Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, maybe whether the guy is there or not there, unless he voluntarily accepts the money, it's not an atina, and Hillel just made the takana the way that it had to be made for the Batei Choma. Okay, the next Mishnah. Any house that's inside of the wall has this rule. Chutz min asadot, fields don't count. Rameir says, yes, they do. Bayita banui b'choma, let's say you have a house built into the wall of the city, like Rachav in Yoshua. Rav Yehuda omer, eino kvater choma, it's not part of it. Rav Shimon omer, that's not true. The outer wall of your house is the wall of the city. Tana rabanan, okay, bayit. The Torah says, if you sell a bayit, inli el bayit minanar, but bate batim bate merchtzaot, how do I know olive presses and bathhouses, umigdalot, v'shovachin, towers and dovecotes, uvorot shichin umarot, and all sorts of trenches, how do I know they have the same halacha if they're inside a walled city? Tamalomar, asher ba'ir, anything in the city. Yachosh rabeh afasadot, I might think even fields, tamalomar bayit, therefore the Torah called it a bayit, in order to eliminate the thing that's most not bayit, which is fields, the Rabbi Yehuda. So Rameir takes the same language but adds sadot into the inclusion. But elakti bayit, so according to Rameir, what's bayit excluding? That whether there's an area where there's a lot of sand in the city, whether or not that can happen. And there you see, laid out, the Rameir says, it could be Mukdash like anything else in the city. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's like fields, and fields are not counted. Okay, they both got their information from the Pasuk about Rachav. The text says that she lowered them with the rope, the two spies in Yoshua Bet, through the window, because her house was in the wall, and she lived in the walls of the city. Reb Shimon Savar, Kepashti Dekra. He says very simply, her house is inside of the city. Meaning the fact that her house is described as being in the wall of the city means she's not in the city itself. And therefore he says that those houses are not in the city. We'll pause at this point. We'll come to our penultimate shiur in Masachet Arachin next time. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.